It's Wednesday, the 17th of September, and with your 8 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbien. Speaking to News on Once, Envalde Mateus, former University of Namibia Vice Chancellor Professor Peter Kashavivi, commended government's decision to introduce free tertiary education for next year, calling it a landmark step. He underpins the need for proper coordination and planning to ensure the program's success.
Last week, Education Minister Sanet Tsienkam told Parliament that the Free Tertiary Education Task Force developing the framework is consulting stakeholders and will soon return with recommendations. Kashavivi urged tertiary institutions to work closely with the Education Ministry, learn from successful international models, and engage private sector partners to ensure smooth implementation.
Mobile internet use is on the rise, now accounting for 61% of SIM cards, and overall data consumption has increased by 8%, according to the Communications Regulatory Authority. Text messages continue to drop, outgoing calls rose, and streaming services are replacing traditional paid television. Cybersecurity threats more than doubled, largely targeting Android devices. Mufaro Nesongano, CRAN's Executive for Communications and Consumer Relations.
Mobile broadband usage grew by 4%, while SIM cards used for the internet access increased to 61%. Mobile traffic volumes and data consumption surged, but SMS usage declined. ICT revenue rose by 1%, though investment dropped after major projects had concluded. Cybersecurity threats more than doubled, driven by malware targeting low-cost devices. Pay TV subscriptions fell as streaming gained popularity, while postal services showed recovery.
To South Africa now, the DA in the Western Cape has condemned a recent surge of brutal violence in Kraaifontein, Fulani and Steenberg in Cape Town, where several people were killed and injured in suspected gang-related violence. The DA's Benedicta van Minnen calls on national government to provide more resources and give local municipalities greater powers to improve safety.
The DA extends our deepest condolences to the families of the victims and stands in solidarity with every resident living in fear. We cannot continue to accept a system where the safety and security of our residents are compromised by national government inaction. The Western Cape cannot be expected to carry the burden of crime without the tools to fight it.
Continentally, Senegalese authorities intercepted 112 migrants on a wooden fishing boat off the coast of Dakar as they attempted to cross the Atlantic to Europe, as per Reuters. Local fishermen alerted authorities that the drifting vessel, which had no engine and provided a motor to help it reach the shore. All migrants on board were young men, and an investigation is underway to determine the origin of the boat and why it lacked proper equipment. The U.S. Federal Reserve has begun a crucial meeting expected to result in a rate cut, with Lisa Cook remaining on the board after an appeals court blocked her removal. U.S. President Donald Trump's addition of top advisor Stephen Miron to the board has raised concerns about the central bank's independence. The development comes as markets closely watch potential signals on future monetary policy.
Markets are expecting a 25 basis point cut, with all eyes on whether the Fed will signal more, deeper cuts to come as the job market sputters, while also balancing rising prices. There's also a lot of attention on what Trump's new appointee, top advisor Stephen Miron, will do. The president has been urging the Fed to slash interest rates to spur growth and said on Tuesday that Miron will have an influence on rates, raising concerns about the Fed's independence going forward. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.